lights out on the hour. It is the hour of the time. Lights out for the purpose of your body, soul, and mind. Good evening. You are listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up what we've been engaged in imparting to you for this last week tonight. I want to alert everybody, especially our affiliate stations, all of our affiliate network FM stations across the country and around the world, we will be debuting a new broadcast this Saturday night. It will be Chris Gerner and his program entitled American Exposé. That's American Exposé this Saturday night and every Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen, beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific until 8, 7 Mountain until 9, 8 Central until 10, and 9 Eastern until 11 p.m. All of these are p.m. times. It begins a two-hour broadcast. It's Chris Gerner, American Exposé. This Saturday night and every Saturday night thereafter, you will be hearing Chris Gerner's American Exposé. And it begins, it's a two-hour broadcast. It begins at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I'll give you this information again later in the broadcast. Make sure that you tune in, and if you're an affiliate station, make sure you pick up this programming because it's going to be very good. Also, I want to tell everybody who may just be tuning in for my broadcast that we're a network. This is the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. And immediately preceding the Hour of the Time is Jackie Petru with This Hour Before the Hour of the Time. And Jackie's like me. She documents and sources everything. She has an incredible broadcast. She is just coming right along and improving with every broadcast. She's never been a radio person before, although she's been a guest on several talk shows across the country. This is her first go at having a show of her own, and I must say that she is doing it just like a real pro. So I listen to her broadcast every night because it's that good. It is really good. I wouldn't miss it for anything. Then following Jackie Petru, by the way, she comes on at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, followed by yours truly with the Hour of the Time at 7 Pacific, 8 Mountain, 9 Central, and 10 Eastern, and then followed by Michael Cottingham with Quest for Health, and he comes on, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, he comes on at, his broadcast comes on at 8 Pacific, 9 Mountain, 10 Central, and 11 Eastern Standard Time. Now, that's Monday through Thursday night only. On Friday, beginning at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, we have Friday Night Live. It's a two-hour broadcast, and it's all about satellites and low-power FM radios and all of the neat stuff that all of you technocrats out there are going to really want to tune in and listen to. It's a fantastic broadcast. And they have live call-ins. And if you have technical question about satellite reception or what's up there on satellites or how to hook up a satellite system or how to to hook up a low-power FM broadcast station, what kind of equipment you need. All of those things are covered on Friday Night Live. So make sure that you don't miss it. It's really a good thing, especially for all of us who are pioneering in this effort to take the airwaves back from the communist news network so that the American people can finally hear a taste of the truth. And by golly, it's working. And it's a grassroots movement. It's spreading across the country like wildfire. We have made a satellite system available for those of you who may want it. It's top-of-the-line satellite receiver, a huge best, in fact, it's the best dish there is. The LNB, everything, it's all included. If you live east of the Rockies, it's $530 postpaid, that's delivered. If you live west of the Rockies, it's $545 postpaid, delivered to your door. And we need a physical address for delivery because it's all shipped by UPS, ladies and gentlemen. We have got the very best equipment for the lowest price in the world. And if you don't think this is a low price, you go to your local satellite dealer and see if you can buy a top-of-the-line dish, receiver, L&B, the whole package, and ask them if you can do it for $530 or $545 delivered. And you have to set it up, but we give you... With the package is included the coordinates for you to set up and aim your dish at our satellite, GE1, and all of the directions and the phone number to call if you have any problems setting it up. We will help you on the phone until you get it set up correctly. So, you know, what are you waiting for? And then once you get your satellite system set up so that you can be receiving satellite radio, then we want you to set up a low-power FM broadcast station so that you can become an affiliate of our network and air our broadcasting programs to your neighborhood, to your town, to your city, to your rural neighbors, wherever you happen to be. Only in this manner, ladies and gentlemen, can we ever have any hope of reaching the American people with the truth, because you're not going to hear it from the scum-sucking liars that you see on television and that you hear on establishment radio. It's not going to happen. This is the way to do it. And don't forget, every Friday, immediately following Friday Night Live, again, is Michael Cottingham with Quest for Help. So, he has some fantastic programming. And the man is extremely well-versed in herbal medicine, herbal first aid, and plants, and nutrition, and all of those things that that we are so sorely lacking in, and I don't really know why. So listen to Michael Cottingham in Quest for Help. It immediately follows my broadcast Monday through Thursday and immediately following Friday Night Live every Friday night. And don't forget our new broadcast coming on every Saturday night at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Pacific Standard Time will be Chris Garner and his American Exposé. And I know you're going to really enjoy his program also. Don't go away, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back. Many people, ladies and gentlemen, believe that this country's powerful elite have long used the divide-and-conquer ploy to polarize Americans along racial, ethnic, and religious lines. And that's absolutely true. Those who have come to that conclusion on their own are thinking right. The race baiters on both sides, ladies and gentlemen, have done such a skillful job of pitting blacks and whites against each other, and blacks against Jews, and Jews against everybody, and American Indians against the world, for so very long that it's newsworthy, not to mention gratifying, when they occasionally shoot themselves in the foot, as they have done on many occasions when they have called me a white supremacist. A white supremacist. It is absolutely amazing that they don't even do their homework, because as soon as someone comes to investigate for themselves and they catch a glimpse of my wife, they burst out in laughter because they have really been caught with their pants down on many, in fact, most occasions. You see, I'm part Native American. I couldn't be a white supremacist if I wanted to be. And that's not all, folks. I'm married to a Chinese woman who is the most beautiful, most wonderful woman in the whole wide world, bar none. And my children, my two daughters, Pooh and little Allison, are part Native American, Chinese, English, Scotch, and Irish. As my wife says, they're all mixed up. Jesse Jackson in the Los Angeles Times called me a white supremacist. An article on the front page of the New York Times called me a white supremacist. And it is amazing that so many people read these things and never bother to check and just believe it until they are so embarrassed to find that they have been repeating this when they finally meet me and my beautiful wife and my children, or they come to a speaking engagement where they hope to see the great white supremacist boo and hiss and all that kind of stuff, and they find out that it's not true, and that my speeches are not about white supremacy, but about how we can all come together as Americans. You see, there's more than that, but there is one great unifying factor for all people, of all races, all religions, all sources of ethnic origin. And that is freedom. Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what this country is all about. That's what our forefathers were all about. That's why they founded this great nation. To escape, ladies and gentlemen, from the religious persecution in the old world. Now, I'm not the only one that they have done this to and that they have thoroughly been embarrassed because they have. They've done it to many other people. You might recall that in the fall of 1994, the vanguard of the politically correct army descended on Mr. Ray Southwell, one of the leaders in what was then called the Northern Michigan Regional Militia. Southwell had been attacked by leftist radical Morris Dees. We call him Dees the Sleaze because he's a child molester. He's a liar. He is a very promiscuous person. He's also a homosexual. And his Southern Poverty Law Center has been heavily funded by the Communist Party of the United States of America. And Morris Dees claimed that he had met with a white supremacist in Tennessee. And he was talking about Ray Southwell. This is a charge that Southwell vigorously denied and proved to be false. Nevertheless, the Southern Poverty Law Center and its fellow hate crime hustlers and groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the Center for Democratic Renewal attempted to paint Ray Southwell as a racist. And from that central canard began a smear campaign against the broader militia movement. Yet Southwell, ladies and gentlemen, behaves like a very confused racist, indeed. It seems that he has spent many a weekend as a guest in the home of a black man named Clifford Brookins, who happens to be the founder of the Detroit Constitutional Militia. Southwell is a registered nurse, and he commutes down from northern Michigan to work in an inner-city Detroit hospital during the week. Now, this is not the most likely venue for a seething racist, ladies and gentlemen, because most of the patients in this hospital are inner-city blacks. Brookins, a 48-year-old building contractor, a black man, told Relevance magazine, the source of this information. Ray used to come down and spend the night here since he was being blackballed from his nursing job up north. When we asked Brookins about the discrepancy in Southwell's earlier media persona, he defended Southwell, stating, "No, I know Ray is not racist, but psychopolitics experts at the Southern Poverty Law Center and their sympathizers in the major communist news networks media used the phony charges against Southwell as a powerful wedge to drive between the budding militia movement and the American public. Divide and conquer remains one of the most effective tools to keep the sheeple in their place." Nevertheless, the media scorched truth policy has backfired in yet another instance. Brookins told Relevance that he didn't know much about the militia movement until he saw it being excoriated in the press. "That's how I got involved. When the media started attacking the militia, they said these people don't like what the government is doing. I said, hey, I want to be a part of that. These people are on the right track." He added, quote, "Black people have been saying that for years, and now that certain whites are being targeted by the government, they're finally starting to wake up," end quote. Thus, media lies about militias apparently aided in the creation of what to the anti-hate industry is the equivalent of a cross to a vampire, namely a black urban militia founded on the United States Constitution. The final stake through the heart of that smear campaign came in the form of the Black Militias Alliance with what we're supposed to believe is a racist northern militia. As the current occupant of the White House is fond of saying, that dog won't hunt. And indeed, that dog won't hunt. Brookins' discontent has grown from what he considers to be a corrupt court system, which refuses even to follow its own laws. He is optimistic about the prospects for a restoration of constitutional government. He says, quote, "This whole country is going to wake up. People are at the stage where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired," end quote. Predictably, the media advanced the charge that Robert Starr's Georgia Republic militia was quite racist. However, J.J. Johnson, leader of the Ohio militia, who is black, told Relevance, quote, "Well, Robert Starr has made a battle flag of the Republic of Georgia that has the colors of all the races of the country to show that all the races are welcome. There is also a black in his unit, and he happens to be a personal friend of mine," end quote. Still, the psychopolitical linkage of militias with racist continues. The CBS News magazine 60 Minutes, in a May 20th interview with the author of the racist anti-Semitic novel, The Turner Diaries, repeatedly referred to it as the militiaman's Bible. What a mistake that is. You see, 60 Minutes once again shows its intolerance, not only for Christian sensibilities, but for the facts. For their information, the Bible of many militiamen who are Christians is the Bible. The Bible for many militiamen who are Jews is, of course, the Torah. The Bible for many militiamen who are Native Americans is their verbal history passed down by word of mouth for hundreds and thousands of years, and so on and so forth. There are even militiamen of Far Eastern heritage who carry the Bhagavad Gita to militia meetings. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, America is not about any of this crap that they're trying to shove down your throats. America is about freedom. And anyone who doesn't understand that is not an American, never could be. Anyone who only wants to hear what they say is not an American. Anyone who can tolerate only their church is not an American. Anyone who can tolerate only their race is not an American. America is about freedom. Freedom and more freedom. As much freedom as we can possibly stand and still be responsible for our actions. The government was created, ladies and gentlemen, for our mutual benefit and protection. The government was given limited powers. All of the other powers were granted to the states and to the people. In fact, all powers not specifically granted to the federal government nor prohibited to the states or to the people are vested with the states and to the people. That's the way this country works. And built into the Constitution for the United States and the Bill of Rights were certain provisions to protect the Creator-endowed rights which our founding fathers believed that all people are born with. All people. Even though this is the only nation where they really get to have them and practice them. But for how much longer, ladies and gentlemen? For many of them are already gone. Most of you already know that. Another black American who remains unbowed by the psychopolitics of divide and conquer is Southeastern Michigan radio commentator Ron Edwards. In the late 80s, Edwards was the news anchor for WWJ Radio. He recalls being chastised for referring to the Nicaraguan Contras as freedom fighters during a regular news broadcast. This was the beginning of a rocky road in the radio markets for the velvet-voiced broadcaster who wouldn't bend his knee to the major media's political communist news network typecasting directors. Moving in and out of various radio markets, Edwards learned that for all their lip servicing of equality, diversity, and freedom of expression, the not-so-liberal news media holds some frankly racist views of the kind of political ideology black people should be permitted to espouse. Apparently, any views to the right of Kwesi Mfuni's are strictly verboten. That means forbidden. You see, the most oppressive group of people in this country are the left-wing socialists. Ladies and gentlemen, the communists, if you really want to know the truth, they're the real Nazis. Nazi means National Socialist German Workers' Party. How about that? You didn't know that, did you? You see, they just throw out Nazi, then they show you a picture of Hitler raving and yelling and screaming. And then they tell you that Hitler killed all of these people and that Hitler was right-wing. It's a lie. It's always been a lie. And any of you idiots out there who shave your head and call yourself Nazis, you're not right-wing either. You don't want freedom. You're socialist. That's what it means. And that's what you're involved in. And you're stupid. Haven't got a brain in your head, if you want to know the truth. It is amazing how easy it is to twist people's minds about and just totally screw them up for life with lies that nobody ever bothers to check. Oh, it is at the same time hilariously funny and unbelievably tragic, ladies and gentlemen. We're supposed to be the smartest, most well-educated people in the world, and yet we've all lost all semblance of even the basest common sense. Nobody reads anymore, or very few people read anymore, ever since the boob tube caught on. That's the big eye in your living room that brainwashes you every day, if you're into that big eye. A recent study shows that the average American, this is the average American, ladies and gentlemen, the average American watches 7 hours of television a day. Americans don't talk to each other anymore. They don't talk to their neighbors. They sit like zombies and absorb the brainwashing crap that flows out of the television set. If you ever really want to know what's wrong with this country, just go in your bathroom and look in the mirror. You'll find the problem staring you right in the face. That's why I'm the most dangerous radio host in America. Because I tell you the truth. You don't like to hear it. But when you listen to this broadcast, that's all you're ever going to hear. Don't go away. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this pause. In 1994, in a radio commentary on nominally conservative white-owned WMUZ, Edwards attacked what he called the Negro Thought Police for their evisceration of the Michigan Chronicle, a black-owned publication which transgressed the racial authority by supporting John Engler for governor. Remember that Edwards himself is black. He was promptly informed that his contract would not be renewed. You really think there's freedom of speech in America, ladies and gentlemen? There is. Only if you own your own radio network or radio station. And that's why we're doing this. You can, you know. You can purchase a satellite receiving system, a low-power FM transmitter. It's only $129. An antenna, TrueMatch antenna. It's another $36. Patch cords and cable, and you're in business. Now, once you've done that, you have freedom of speech, and that's the only time that you ever have freedom of speech. It only exists for the owner of the media. See, all this guy did was call into account the Negro Thought Police because they attacked the Michigan Chronicle, a black-owned publication, who supported John Engler for governor. And Edwards was promptly informed that his contract would not be renewed. He said, quote, "When I was cut off from WMUZ, it wasn't because I did anything wrong. It was because when the socialist liberals showed up in great numbers to attack my views, I had very little outward support from those who supposedly share my love for freedom." That's why they call you the silent majority. You better stop being silent. You better start screaming from the rooftops. Your voice had better start being heard. Edwards laments, quote, "The media does not want you to know that there are a number of blacks like myself who have a square root knowledge of what is right with America and what is wrong with America. They want blacks to only focus on the negatives, even when they say they're being positive," end quote. Thanks to years of subtle, Skinnerian operant conditioning, the mere idea of a black man in the pro-Constitution patriot movement has an air of incongruence to the liberals. It simply does not compute to these idiots. In the minds of most uninformed Americans, people like Ron Edwards are the equivalent of political unicorns. They just do not exist. But the truth is, they exist all over America. You see, they throw all this slave nonsense in your face, and all this segregation nonsense in your face, and all of this prejudice nonsense in your face. Ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of thousands of white Americans died to free the slaves. Thousands of white Americans existed in the South to form the Underground Railroad, to help slaves escape the South to freedom in the North. It was America who struck down segregation. It is white Americans all over this country who have battled and fought for the real dream of this country, freedom. You see, you've been lied to for so long, you don't even understand it. It's amazing. You see, in reality, Mr. Edwards and so many more not only exist, but in Edwards' case, he is an active contributor to the Independent Press, writing a column for the Unreported News, a popular biweekly news digest from Lansing, Michigan, while his Edwards Notebook radio spots are heard daily on WPON AM 1460 in West Bloomfield, Michigan. The veteran commentator sums up the broader national situation thusly, quote, "I see us all, blacks, whites, whomever, going down in the good ship America with a hole in the bottom because of the government school system. There has been such a dumbing down that on a talk show once I was accused of aiding and abetting racism because I spoke of lowering taxes. The same goes for getting rid of government set-asides and the welfare system, because people have been so brainwashed into thinking that it's been a help when it's been a hindrance. The ball and chain that is keeping them from walking freely down the road to success," end quote. Edwards is no dummy. He's an American. Edwards' strategy for success against the fascio-socialist onslaught, quote, "A three-pronged approach, properly educating the younger generation, since the philosophy taught today is the one which will guide the nation in the future. Number two, we must adopt an honest money system and unshackle us from the graduated income tax, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. The IRS and the Federal Reserve System and its control of the money supply. Thirdly, we have to make sure that we don't eliminate one more iota of the Second Amendment's protections. Without that, everything else will fall like dominoes. We must by all means take the United Nations and drop kick it into Europe or some banana republic and eliminate our payments to it. Finally, the traditional family must make a comeback in this country. If not, America is finished, done, over with, since historically a nation is only as strong as its families," end quote. That, ladies and gentlemen, from a black American, not an Afro-American, a black American. Recently, joint maneuvers were held in the southwestern United States involving a combined force of 53,000 United States troops and British soldiers, sailors, and airmen. The United Kingdom sent 27 ships, 57 aircraft, and more than 15,000 troops in what has been termed the largest British invasion since the War of 1812, when Washington, D.C. was occupied and burned. Of course, the Brits come in peace this time, but the maneuvers underscore concerns voiced by me and many other American patriots and militiamen about the gradual occupation of this country by foreign United Nations forces. As I have revealed in the past, as others have revealed, as Relevance revealed in their article called Creating a Master, we now have a permanent British presence in Fort Lewis, Washington, which accepts the rotation of battalion strength British forces. As we revealed, we now have a permanent and expanding German Air Force presence at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico to add to the pre-existent one at Fort Bliss, Texas, that you never even knew about. We have permanent foreign military bases on American soil for the first time in the history of this country. But you say, the troops maneuvering on the eastern seaboard are just British. They're not under the United Nations, right? Well, technically, it's true. Still, the maneuver pits the British-American force against a fictional outlaw nation called Corona, which has occupied northern Cartuna. And as USA Today put it, quote, got the United Nations really ticked off, end quote. That's USA Today, May 9th, 1996. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not the United States or Britain that are really ticked off. It's the United Nations. As I noted previously, among our military brass, the United Nations is the single overwhelming presence which will increasingly dictate all military actions worldwide. For further evidence, folks, that this is the United Nations intent, the previously quoted United Nations publication, Our Global Neighborhood, cites Article 48 of the UN Charter, which states, quote, the action required to carry out the decisions of the Security Council for the maintenance of international peace and security shall be taken by all the members of the United Nations or by some of them as the Security Council shall determine, end quote. So the armies of any and all nations are at the beck and call of the Security Council to serve as at its pleasure, just in case old Charlie Krauthammer still doesn't get it. The book further stresses the United Nations hegemony in the decision-making process. Quote, what is essential is that the overall United Nations control be respected even when a coalition command is set up, and that the Security Council determine whether any specific action should be entrusted to a condition or a coalition of countries, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, even if a coalition command exists, as in Bosnia, the United Nations is still calling the shots. False reassurances about NATO notwithstanding. And that concludes our 4 days with this issue of Relevance Magazine. It was the issue of May 1996, Volume 2, Number 11, edited by my good friend Phil O'Halloran. And I'll tell you how to subscribe if you wish to subscribe. All you have to do is call this number. It's 1-800-626-8944. I get nothing for this. I'm not selling this magazine. I'm just telling you because I know that some people will call and want to know. It's 1-800-626-8944. The regular subscription is $110. Once again, 1-800-626-8944. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, as I said years ago, and it's on record, information, not money, is the power of the 90s. You'd better understand that. Once again, don't forget to tune in this Saturday night to Chris Gerner's new program on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. It's called American Exposé. It airs 2 hours each Saturday night, beginning at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. I know you're going to love it. If you're an affiliate station, make sure you pick up his broadcast and air it over your station. And don't forget that Monday through Thursday night, beginning at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, is Jackie Petru with This Hour Before the Hour of the Time. Jackie is just like me. She documents and sources everything. She has really done a wonderful job. She's making a name for herself, and she has gained an awful large following already. And if you really want to know what's going on in this country and in the world, you need to listen to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network and all its programming. Jackie's broadcast is 1 hour, immediately followed by yours truly in the Hour of the Time. And Bringing Up the Rear is an extremely interesting broadcast. And if you care about your health, if you care about nutrition, you need to listen to it. It's called Quest for Health with Michael Cottingham. Michael is a wonderful person. He spoke at one of our annual conferences. And what he did is, on the way to the conference, he would stop just along the road. He didn't go into any fields or climb any fence. He would just stop along the road, along the highway, and pick plants. And those are the plants that he brought to talk about. And what he taught us about those plants was amazing. I had never known any of those things, or even suspected in my whole life, that just by the side of any road are plants that can make a big, big difference in my life and in your life, in nutrition, in health, in medicine, in all kinds of different ways. And I have a specific problem with my legs, ladies and gentlemen. I get tremendous pains in my legs sometimes, and I have poor circulation in my legs. And Michael showed me some plants that helps the circulation and gets rid of an awful lot of the pain. And then he showed me a natural aspirin that is present in aspen bark. And if you just chew that aspirin bark when I have this, or if I just chew it when I have these pains in my legs, the pain goes away. It helps the circulation in my whole body, and it does not have any of the side effects that aspirin does, or any of the other so-called pain remedies. And it's all natural. And so I use it all the time. And I've learned an awful lot of other things from Michael Cottingham. He is one of the best herbalists that I have ever known. And he's a good friend also. He lives in Silver City, New Mexico. He has a catalog that you can get. You can call him and confer with him. And but one of the best things, if you ever get a chance to go and hear Michael present his talk on plants that he just picks up on the side of the road and drags in a bucket, you will be amazed. It is truly an eye-opening, educational, illuminating experience. It'll change your life. It changed mine, and it's changed many other people's lives also. His broadcast will be coming up here in just a few more moments, ladies and gentlemen. Also, let me give you the phone number if you want to reach me, and it's also the fax number, and it's the same as the call-in line during my broadcast, and that's 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. You will not get an answering machine anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I finally broke down. I hired a secretary. Her name is Connie. She's a wonderful woman. And so there will always be somebody to take your call. I'm going to be in the office much more now than I ever have been in the past. I'm not going to be traveling as much as I have done previously. One of the reasons is this network. Somebody's got to run this network every night, and that's me. So Connie will be here to answer the phone, to talk to you. I'll be here an awful lot of the time now. And you can fax us also at that number. It's 520-333-4578. If you'd like to write, just send your letter in care of Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, Post Office Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. That's Harvest. Actually, it's the Harvest Trust. P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Once again, our phone and fax number is 978. And if you want to call about an order or any order that you placed and you want to know about it, call 520-333-5698. That's 520-333-5698. Don't call Connie or me about an order because we don't know anything about them. I couldn't tell you about it if I wanted to. I don't handle it. Don't have anything to do with it. So if you have an outstanding order, if you want to know about any of our books or products, call that number, 520-333-5698, and Chelsea or Annie will be happy to help you with that. And who knows, little Allison might even pick up the phone. Well, that's about it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Also, if you'd like to have a big, thick packet of information of all of the things that we have to offer, a current tape list, if you're not a member, you can purchase stereo, studio-quality tapes of the hour of the time for $10 per tape. Just specify the subject and the date. Make your check or money order payable to Harvest. If you are a member, they're $8 a piece. And make your check or money order payable to Harvest. Send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Good night, folks, and God bless each and every single one of you. If you'd like to receive a packet of information from the Harvest Trust, send $1 in a self-addressed stamped envelope to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. That's $1 in a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. This is the voice of freedom, Eager, Arizona.